You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We all know that David wrote the most of the Psalms.
And we know that David wrote most Psalms.
或者是比较准确的，比较大家接受的翻译是，他是一个唱诗的人。
Or maybe a more acceptable translation that he's one who sings Psalms.
不管是写诗还是唱诗。
Regardless of whether he wrote Psalms or he sings Psalms.
你知道那是做什么事吗？
Do you know what that means? What is it he's doing?
那是赞美神。
That is praising God.
他终结他一生最大的成就。
He's concluding the greatest achievement of his life.
是敬拜神。
Is to worship God.
是赞美神。
To praise God.
我读到这里。
When I read up to here,
我深受感动。
I was greatly moved.
因为人一生在地上所做的一切的事。
Because all the things that a man did on earth.
没有比赞美神。
Nothing is more important than
没有比敬拜神
not comparing to worshiping God and praising God
有更了不起的永恒价值
has greater eternal value
但是你知道我们很多人呢
but you know that many of us
我们不懂得赞美敬拜的重要
we do not realize the importance of the praising and to worship God
所以大部分的人聚会啊，一定迟到的
So therefore, most people, when they come to gathering, they're usually late.
因为他们不知道前面这个唱诗啊，特别是我们有波饼的，这有多重要。
Because they don't realize the importance of this part of the singing the hymns and the breaking of bread.
他们以为听到最重要。
Because they feel that just listening to the sermon is most important.
但弟兄姊妹，我告诉你。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
赞美神。
Praising God.
敬拜神。
Worshiping God.
这是你一生。最荣耀的事。
It's the most glorious things of your life.
所以我们每一次有机会唱诗歌。
Therefore, every time when we have the opportunity to sing hymns,
千万不要唱得像蚊子叫。
Just don't sing so softly like a mosquito.
你应该是要把你的最好的献给神。
You should offer up your best to God.
因为还有什么比这个更荣耀呢？
Because what can be more glorious about this?
然后你看第二节。
Then if you look at the second verse,
他说耶和华的灵借着我说。
He said, the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah spoke through me.
这里很有意思。
Here is a very significant meaning here.
他讲到耶和华的灵借着我说。
He said, the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah spoke through me.
耶和华的灵说的话。
The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah, the words He spoke.
你们知道这个灵这个字在希伯来原文就是 breath, 就是吹气。
You know, the word spirit in the original Hebrew text means breath, is the breathing on Him.
我们说话的时候就是有气出来我们才有说话，对不对？
When we speak, it's because we have breath coming out of us before we can speak, right?
在圣经中这个叫做拟人手法的比喻。
So in the Bible, it's like a personification.
因为上帝是没有手、没有脚、没有眼睛、没有嘴巴的。
Because God does not have a mouth or eyes or hands.
但是圣经在描写神说话的时候，是把它当作像一个人一样。
But when God, when we, the Bible is describing him, treating him like a person.
所以耶和华的气。
So therefore, the breath of the Lord Jehovah.
或者说耶和华的灵。
Or maybe saying the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah.
借着我说。
Spoke through me.
换一句话说。
In other words.
耶和华的灵。
The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah.
与耶和华的话。
And comparing to the words of the Lord Jehovah,
是没有办法分开的。
You cannot separate them.
这是完全一样的东西。
It's totally the same thing.
这里讲到他的话在我口中。
And here talking about his words in my mouth.
耶和华不只是对他说话。
The Lord Jehovah not only spoke to him.
耶和华不只是借着他说话。
The Lord Jehovah not only spoke through him.
耶和华的话也在他的口里面。
And the Lord Jehovah's words are actually on his tongue, in his mouth.
你记得拿单对他说过话。
You remember Nathan spoke to him before.
告诉他你就是那人。
And to say that you are that person.
大卫那时候知道这是耶和华的话。
And David at that time knew that it's the word from Jehovah Lord.
他知道耶和华对他说话。
He knew that the Lord Jehovah was speaking to him.
他也知道耶和华借着他说话。
And also knew that the Lord Jehovah spoke through him.
他更知道说耶和华的话也摆在他的里面。
And he also knew that the Lord Jehovah's words are being placed in him.
然后到了第三节。
And then when we come to verse 3.
以色列的神。
The Lord, the God of Israel.
以色列的神。
The God of Israel.
中文的翻译。
Chinese translation.
是说以色列的神。
The Israel's God.
以色列的磐石
Israel's rock
小玉我说
and said to me
但是原文不是这样
but the original text was not like this
原文是说以色列的神说话
the original text the God of Israel spoke
然后再说以色列的磐石对我说
and then goes on to say the rock of Israel said to me
高他的是雅各的神
The God who anointed him was the God of Jacob.
对他说话的是以色列的神
The one who spoke to him is the God of Israel.
雅各是一个天然败坏的人
A Jacob is a naturally corrupted person.
以色列是被神恩典做成成为神荣耀王子的人
Israel is being created by God transformed into the glorious prince of Israel.
以色列的神对他说话。
The God of Israel spoke to him.
以色列的磐石也对他说话。
The rock of Israel also spoke to him.
你如果读过诗篇。
If you have read Psalm before.
你就知道耶和华神不只是以色列的神。
You will know that the Lord Jehovah is not only the God of Israel.
是大卫的神。
He's the God of David.
在诗篇里面他多少说我的神啊我的神啊
In Psalms, how many times has he said, my God, my God?
在诗篇里面多少次大卫说我的磐石啊
How many times has David spoken in Psalms, my rock?
他的磐石
His rock
也是以色列的磐石
is also the rock of Israel
他的神
His God
也是以色列的神
is also the God of Israel
短短的这一篇诗里面
In these short brief psalms
你发现大卫在做一件事
You would discover that David is doing one thing
他一再的重复
He has repeated
他介绍他自己是多方多面的介绍
And he introduced himself in many different directions
然后他讲到神要说话他也是多方多面的说
And then when he went to talk about God spoke and he also spoke in many directions
以色列的人，以色列的神说话。
The God of Israel spoke.
以色列的磐石说话。
The rock of Israel spoke.
耶和华的灵借着我说话。
The spirit of the Lord Jehovah spoke.
他的话在我口中。
His words are on my tongue.
你会不会觉得他很烦呢
？Will you feel that he's being nagging?
他怎么这么一再的重复啊
？Why is he repeating himself?
他就让我想起来一件真的事情不是笑话是真的事情。
He reminded me something that is true, not a joke.
有一个年轻的传道人。
There was a young preacher.
第一次讲道的时候。
The first time he preached.
他太紧张了。
He was too nervous.
他祷告完了。
After he prayed.
他的第一句话。
The first sentence he said.
就是看哪、啊、我来了。
Behold, I have come.
他只记得他的第一句话。
He only remembered his first sentence.
所以他说看啊我来了。
He kept saying, Behold, I have come.
他忘记了下面要说什么。
He forgot what he wanted to say. On the...
所以他非常紧张啊。
So he was very nervous.
他就再讲一遍。
Then he repeated again.
看啊我来了。
Behold, I have come.
他希望他可以想起来。
He hoped that he would be able to remember what he wants to say.
他还是没想起来。
He still has not remembered.
他实在没有办法他就再讲一遍。
So still he has nothing he can say, so he repeated that again.
他说看啊我来了。
Behold, I have come.
他是紧张到一个地步啊。
He was so nervous to.
他前面有一个小小的那个 stand.、啊、
There was a small stand in front of him.
他是靠在上面的、啊。
And he was just leaning on it.
他就啪一下就摔下去了。
And he fell onto it.
然后就刚好呢，他就摔在第一排的一个姐妹身上。
He just fell onto a sister sitting in the first row.
他起来非常的尴尬。
He's very embarrassed and he stood up.
他又对那个姐妹说
said to the sister,
对不起啊对不起啊
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
然后那姐妹跟他说
And the sister said to him,
不是你的错
It's not your fault.
你已经警告我三次了
You have already warned me three times.
那我们要问一件事
Then we have to ask one thing.
难道大卫是忘记了他要说什么吗
Did David really forget what he wanted to say?
他为什么这样子一再的重复呢?
Why is he repeating himself?
其实这里有一个很重要的概念。
Actually, here is a very important concept here.
就是大卫实实在在的希望我们记得。
That David truly wants us to remember.
他所要说的事情。
Things that he wants to say.
不是他自己的想象
It's not of his own imagination.
不是他的 wishful thinking.
It's not a wishful thinking from his part.
中文怎么翻 ？Wishful thinking 是什么？不是他自己一厢情愿的幻想。
It's not something that just by being imagined by himself.
这是耶和华的话。
And these are words from the Lord Jehovah.
如果是耶和华的话。
If these are words from the Lord Jehovah.
那是确定的话。
And these are absolute words.
是安定在天的话。
Some, the words that's anchored in heaven.
是我们可以依靠的话。
Words that we can trust in.
神的国度有一天可以成为美好。
The kingdom of God will one day be perfect.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为这是耶和华的话。
Because these are the words of the Lord Jehovah.
不但如此。
Not only that.
还有第五节。
There's also verse 5.
你如果看第五节。
If you look at verse 5.
看不同的英文版本。
And you look at different English versions, translations.
你头会昏的。
Your head will be turning.
因为你发觉怎么搞的他们是真的翻同样一句吗
？Because you will find that you'll be doubting whether they're translating from the same.
不过我们现在不要去管那些翻译的事情。
Right now, let's just not worry about those translations.
但有一件事我们很确定的。
But there's one thing that we are very sure.
那一样的美好。
And that beauty, that good thing.
那么美好的国度。
Such a beautiful kingdom.
是不可能在人能够做到的。
Is not something that man can accomplish.
这一个美好的国度
And this beautiful kingdom
之所以有一天一定会要来
That one day it definitely has to come
因为耶和华神说了
Because the Lord Jehovah has spoken
不但如此
Not only that
并且耶和华神曾经立了永远的约
That the Lord Jehovah has established a permanent covenant
因为这一个 everlasting covenant
Because of this everlasting covenant
所以神国度的美好必定降临。
All the beauty of the God's kingdom will definitely come.
我们今天基督徒活在地上。
Today we Christians live on this world.
我们真的是在大环境里面。
And in this big environment,
我们没有把握。
We don't have the confidence.
你不知道股票市场明天会不会崩盘。
You don't know whether the stock market today will crash.
你不知道北韩哪一天会不会丢一个核弹。
You don't know whether the Northern Korea will fall a missile.
你不知道叙利亚那边明天会发生什么事。
And you don't know what will happen with Syria tomorrow.
你不知道欧洲又要干什么。
You don't know what Europe will do.
你更不知道白宫那个人要干什么事。
All the more you don't know about that person in the White House, what will he do?
Anything can happen.
什么事情都可能发生。
你根本想也想不到会发生什么事情的。
So it's beyond your imagination to realize what can happen.
不只是大环境你们没有把握。
Not only this big atmosphere or environment that you can, anything can happen.
请问你。
Let me ask you.
我们的小环境我们可以有把握吗？
Even if we our own smaller environment, do we have control over it?
你的健康你有把握吗？
Do you have confidence over your health, control over your health?
过去六个月，
For the past 6 months,
不知道为什么在我认识的人中间有这么多人喜欢走。
I don't know why amongst the people that I know in the past 6 months that they like to depart.
就走了。
And they just departed.
很不够意思啊。
It's really, they're not really faithful there.
电话都不打一个。
Didn't even make a phone call to me.
你说哎，我走了，拜拜，对不对啊？
At least call to say I'm leaving, goodbye.
没有的。
No.
说走就走了。
They just left.
哎，有一些人走啊。
Some people just left.
你会难过的。
You would be sad.
但你想一想。
But think about it.
哎，他已经活这么久了。
He's lived so long already.
OK 啦。
It's okay.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
多少会同意，对不对？
Maybe you will.
二十几岁啊。
Just in their 20s.
三十几岁啊。
In their 30s.
四十几岁啊。
In their 40s.
哎，说走也就走了。
They just left without saying anything.
有的是车祸。
Sometimes it's weekend.
有的是一下就脑血管破裂。
And sometimes they just suddenly have a brain a burst.
什么都没有啊。
You don't even know what happened.
你不能够相信。
You cannot believe.
明天。
Tomorrow.
跟死亡。
And death.
不知道哪一个会先来的。
You don't know which one will arrive first.
有些人他的公司好好的。
Some people, the company are just functioning well.
没有预警的，说关了就关了。
There's no warning, they will just close.
这些人怎么办呢？
What will happen to these people then?
太多的事我们没有把握。
So many things that are beyond our control.
但是弟兄姊妹，我告诉你一件事。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you one thing.
有一件事我们有把握。
That's one thing we should have confidence and we can control.
耶稣基督的国
The kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ
必定要降临
will definitely come.
这是千真万确的
This is real truth.
哎，这个不只是千真万确啊
Not only is it really true.
你知不知道
Do you know?
这是我们一切问题的答案
This is the answer to all, to all our questions.
你所有的痛苦
All your sorrows.
你所有的麻烦
all your troubles,
你所有的纠结
all your problems,
你所有搞不定的事
all the things that you're not able to resolve,
耶稣基督的国一来
as soon as the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ comes,
什么都搞定
everything will be fixed.
听清楚吗
Do you understand?
那我们来看看神的国度来的时候是什么样子。
Then let's look at what is the situation when the kingdom of God comes.
第三节第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
他怎么说呢
?What does he say?
那以公义治理人民的敬畏神执掌权柄。
When one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God.
以公义治理人民的
One rules over men in righteousness
他原来是说 Ruler over mankind Righteousness
That's the original text
是治理全人类的这一位
Is this one who rules over all mankind
他做的每一件事都是对的
Everything he has done is right
哎，你觉得这个了不起吧
？Do you feel that that's excellent?
我常常碰到一些人。
I constantly met some people.
台湾来的。
From Taiwan.
以前马英九做总统。
And in the past, President Ma, when he was the president.
他们说这个马英九做的这个不对，那个不对。
They criticize everything that this President Ma has done is wrong.
现在换一个总统。
Now they have changed a new president.
他们照样说这个是总统，这个做的不对，那个做的不对。
They still criticize in the same way of everything he's done is wrong.
那我们美国的 每四年也会最多八年也换总统，对吧
？In America, we also every fourth year or the maximum 8 years, we will have a new
president. 你们在美国久一点的人就知道。
And those of you who stay in America longer, you know.
从来没有一个人认为在白宫的那个人做的事是对的。
Never have anyone said that the person who stays in the White House.
全世界只有非常少数很奇怪的国家。
Only in some very strange minority countries.
像北韩啊
Just North Korea.
那种国家就人永远认为他们的国家领导人都是对的。
These people in this nation will always think that the leader is always right.
听懂我的意思吧
Do you understand what I'm saying?
基本上这个他的管事的人我们怎么会觉得他做得对的
Basically, the person in charge will never think that he's right.
He可能做对一件事。
He may be right in one thing.
他不会每件事都对的。
He cannot be right in everything.
因为他是个人吧。
Because he's a man, he's human.
他有多英明啊。
How clever can he be?
但是各位。
But, everyone.
基督的国降临啊。
When the kingdom of Christ comes,
他做的每一件事都是对的。
Everything that he does is right.
这个棒不棒
Isn't that excellent? Isn't that great?
一想起来你就兴奋了。
As soon you think about it, you're excited.
做每一件事都是对的。
Everything he's done is right.
你可以放两百个心啊。
You can be totally relaxed about it.
他不会错的。
He will not be wrong.
哇，这个已经够好了。
That's good enough in itself.
他并且告诉我们。
He also tells us.
他敬畏神。
He's in fear of God.
什么叫敬畏神?
What does it mean in the fear of God?
他做的每一件事情是按照神的旨意做的。
Everything he does is according to the will of God.
其实今天呢?
Actually, today,
如果在一个教会里,
if in a church,
如果在一个家庭里面,
if in a family,
做头的人,
the person, the head of the family,
他们都是做对的决策。
They will always do make the right decision.
而且他们都是真的敬畏神啊。
They're also in the fear of God, truly.
你会不会觉得这个太棒了?
Wouldn't you think that this is too good?
今天所有的家庭有问题。
Today, all families have problems.
所有的教会有问题。
All the churches have problems.
所有的团契有问题。
All the fellowships have problems.
其实说白了就是这两个问题。
And to make it plainly, it's just these problems.
要不然就做一大堆错误的决定。
Or, on the other hand, they make all sorts of wrong decisions.
要不然就做这些决定的时候根本就没有想一想神喜悦的是什么。
Or, on the other hand, it could be when they make the decision, didn't even think about what God likes.
那你怎么知道你如果一个人是按照对的方式治理百姓并且他是合神心意敬畏神呢
Then how can you know that this person is making the decisions in the right direction?
在这个完美的国度会带下什么样的一个结果什么光景呢
In this beautiful nation, what sort of blessings and conclusions would it bring?
那就是第四节
And that would be in verse 4.
像日出的晨光
He's like the light of morning.
无云的清晨
Cloudless morning.
雨后的晴光
And like the brightness after rain,
使地发生嫩草
that brings the grass from the earth.
记住啊，这是诗啊。
Remember, these are psalms.
你读诗，你就要进入到诗的那个感觉里面去。
When you're reading a psalm or hymn, you need to enter into the feelings of one.
日出的晨光
It's like the light of morning.
你如果经过漫长的黑夜
If you go through a long dark night.
那个日出的晨光让你里面是什么感觉
What would the light of the morning give you, the feeling that it would give you?
当你在神的国度里面你就是有这样子的享受
And when you're in the kingdom of God, you would have that enjoyment this way.
晴空万里的清晨
On a cloudless morning,
你想一想看那个让人的什么感觉
And what sort of feelings, imagine, would it give you?
雨后的晴光
And the brightness after the rain.
总结一句话
It concludes one sentence.
使地发生嫩草
And it brings out the grass from the earth.
生命在滋长
And the life is growing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天如果有一个家
Today if there is a family.
如果这个家真的 都做对的决策。
If this family is truly making right decisions,
真的敬畏神。
Truly in the fear of God,
所做的事都合神心意。
Everything that is done is according to the pleasure of God.
这个家里面的人
and this family members,
肯定能够享受这一种预尝将来基督国度的美丽。
Definitely be able to enjoy this foretaste of the beauty of the kingdom of Christ in future.
Amen.
Do you say amen to that?
生命在他们的中间一定成长。
Life in them will definitely grow.
今天有太多的地方。
Today there are too many areas.
不是明争就是暗斗。
It's either you're fighting out in the open or you are fighting with each other in the dark.
所以你会发现属灵的生命就很难长。
And therefore you discover that spiritual growth is very difficult.
哦，那一种温暖。
That kind of warmth.
那种的喜乐。
That kind of joy.
那一种的蓬勃的生气。
That liveliness there.
那是神完美国度的图画。
It's a picture of God's perfect kingdom.
那是我们所等候所盼望的。
And this is what we are waiting for and what we hope for.
那是大卫当他想到他一生末了的话的时候。
And that is when David is thinking about the last words of his whole life.
他想到神有一天要做成这样美丽的事。
And that he's thinking of that God one day will finish such beautiful things.
那在他里面所带来的喜乐。
And the joy that brings in him.
当然
of course,
你一定要记住
you must remember,
不是每一个人都喜欢神的国度降临的
not everyone likes the kingdom of God to arrive,
总有一些人是神国度的仇敌
there are always some who are the enemies of God's kingdom,
那就是第六节和第七节所写的
and this is what the verses 6 and 7 are talking about,
匪类
and the evil men,
这些坏蛋
and these bad people
这些坏蛋要怎么样呢
and what would these bad people do
当神国度完美的降临的时候
when the perfect kingdom of God comes
这些坏蛋要像荆棘被丢弃
these evil men are like to be cast aside like thorns
这些人碰都不敢碰他的
and that men are not even willing to touch it
你知不知道有一些人就是这样
you know that there are some men who are like that
你真的不敢碰他。
That you dare not to touch him.
因为你一惹他你就痛得要死啊。
Because as soon as you involve them, you will be painful.
因为他是荆棘。
Because they are like thorns.
在他的眼中所有的人都是坏蛋。
Because in their eyes, everyone else is evil.
就他好蛋。
Only he himself is good.
那其实他是荆棘。
In actuality, he himself is a thorn.
那这种荆棘呢
?And this kind of thorns,
你如果要碰他
,if you touch him,
你要学第七节。
You have to learn from verse 7.
你要带着铁器和枪杆才能够对付他。
You have to wear a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear if you can touch them.
但是我告诉你啊。
But let me tell you.
我们的主在地上的时候。
Our Lord when he was on earth.
他就讲到一个撒种的比喻啊。
He talked about a parables of sowing the seeds.
他就讲到麦子跟掰子啊要一起长啊。
He talks about the wheats and the wares, the tares.
然后有人就很热心啊。
And some people who is being enthusiastic.
就像我们常常是这样子嘛，对吧
？Just like us, we're constantly like this.
有时候我们看到教会。
Sometimes we see the church.
或者看到团契。
Or in the fellowship group.
看有些人实在太不像样了。
Some people are really not behaving properly.
我们真是觉得他这个就是荆棘啊。
We feel that they are truly the thorns.
我们觉得现在就把它干掉。
So maybe we should remove them now.
我们不用等到神国度来啊。
We don't need to wait until the kingdom of God arrives.
但是耶稣说不可以啊。
But our Lord Jesus said, no, you cannot do that.
让它一直长。
You let it grow.
长到有一天啊。
To grow until one day.
等神国度降临的时候。
When the kingdom of God arrives.
这些就要被除去。
And these will be removed.
你如果想看那个，你就到马太福音十三章去读。
If you want to read about that parables, go to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
你知道像第六节和第七节这样的经文
？You know verses like in verse 6 and 7.
是一般我们不太喜欢面对的。
Is something that we don't normally like to face.
现在这个社会强调的是要 tolerance.
Because in this society, the common thing to do is to be tolerant.
包容啊。
You just be tolerant.
什么都包容啊。
Anything.
但弟兄姊妹，你记住。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
神的国度。
In the kingdom of God.
什么都该包容。
You can be tolerant about everything else.
但是你不能包容罪恶。
But you cannot be tolerant towards sins.
神的国度
The kingdom of God
你什么都能够让步
You can be compromising with anything else
真理不能让步
But you cannot compromise about the truth
因为有一天
Because one day
当神国度降临的时候
When the kingdom of God comes
必定
It will be sure
这些终必要被火焚烧。
All these will be burned up by fire.
我有的时候在想。
Sometimes I'm thinking.
我说大卫，你讲的这么漂亮。
And David, you put it so beautifully.
这么好的国度。
Such a good kingdom.
你后面为什么加一个这么可怕的话呢
？Why did you add such horrible words?
后来我想一想。
Then I think about it.
我想有没有可能啊
？And is it possible?
圣灵在感动大卫写这首诗的时候
That when the Holy Spirit was moving David to write this psalm
用着这样恐怖的话
Using such horrible words
或许可以唤醒一些糊涂人
Maybe it will awaken some foolish ones
要知道
To know
在神的国度中
That in the kingdom of God
必须是公义
It has to be righteous
必须是敬畏神
It has to be in fear of God Otherwise,
会被烧坏的
It would be burnt to death.
但愿神借着这样的话
May God, through his own words,
吸引我们
to attract us.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer.
人的话何其有限
How limited are men's words?
但是圣灵你能够拿着做你奇妙的工作
But Holy Spirit, you can use it to do amazing works.
求你恩待你自己的百姓。
We ask that you be gracious to your own people.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus.May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.